Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Tomorrow night at this time, we will be in the midst of pregame as the Cowboys visit the Lions in Thursday night football, looking for their fourth win in a row. Of course, the college football scene is burning hot, as well as Chad Brown, analyst for the Big Ten Championship game. Joining us now, one of the best linebackers of the last 30 years, two-time All-Pro first team in the NFL, Steelers, Seahawks, national champion with Colorado in 1990, and he joins us now here on The Fan. Good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
I am fantastic, and I am loving all this football this time of year. You can't get enough of it.
You really can't, and we look forward to talking with you about your own football playing and your memories taking us down there and all that. But let's go right here to Ohio State and Indiana, and Buckeyes a 5.5-point favorite. Do you think they're that much better?
Gosh, this is such a difficult one to predict. I would have to say, outside of obviously the Buckeyes played Texas to start the season, and they played a number 17 Illinois team, and obviously Indiana played them as well. Indiana put up 63. I was on the call in that game for Compass Media. Indiana could have scored 100 points in that game. The Buckeyes only put up 34. So is that enough of a sample size to make a strong prediction as to what's going to happen? I think most people around the country think of Ohio State as the better team. But of all the teams I saw this year in person, I didn't see Ohio State in person this year. Indiana was the most complete football team, all three phases, including coaching as well. So that'd be over Alabama. That'd be over Texas A&M. That'd be over all these other teams that were kind of in that top 10 ranking, never able to get to the number two spot that Indiana was in. But they are such a complete team. It's hard to just think Ohio State is just that much better, as indicated by the betting odds.
Now, Chad, all my family are Hoosiers, and I'm sort of college football agnostic. I just like watching good players and good games. But I did go to the IU soccer camp in '88, and I've always been tracking them. You know, so I never thought they could be this good. How have they done it?
The sheer will of Kirk Cignetti, I think, just cannot be denied. He is a football nerd at the absolute pinnacle of that description. The way that he has kept his staff together so they can have cohesiveness on the coaching staff, the way they limit practices to 90 minutes so the players can be fresh both mentally and physically and show out on Saturdays as they have done the last 2 years. We've all these little small things that upon hearing them, okay, well, that doesn't indicate how you become number two in the team in the country. And that small thing over there doesn't say why you're number two. But once you start adding all these things up together, it equals a football program and a football team that has turned around the perception, as you just talked about. And unlike last year, when it was a Cinderella story, this year they are a real legitimate football team with a completely a clear shot at a national championship.
So what do you think about this quarterback matchup? I mean, a lot are billing it as the Heisman will be won or lost in this game with Mendoza and Sain. I mean, both have been incredible. What stands out to you about both these young men?
Well, having seen Mendoza, his ability to deliver accurate footballs. The game against Illinois that I called, I believe he had an 82% completion ratio. The week before, I believe he was 90-plus. So that's difficult to do on air during practice with no defense out there when it's just the offense by itself. So he can do that in competitive situations. Obviously, Julian Sain with 30 touchdowns this season and almost 80% completion ratio, he's performing at an incredibly high level as well. I think Mendoza has seen a little bit more football, a little bit cooler and calmer in the pocket. Not to say that Julian Sain isn't, but just a tick or two better for Mendoza. More than just the Heisman Trophy will be determined. I think if Mendoza is able to show up and show out in this game at similar levels to what he played earlier this season, he could also play himself into being the number one pick in the NFL draft.
What is it? This Buckeyes defense is so ridiculous with all the talent there, and then you have a former NFL defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, running the show there. I mean, what jumps off the tape at you when you watch Ohio State, and do you imagine any team can really put up like a 25-30-point game on them?
It's going to be a tough matchup, obviously, for the Hoosiers offense. And I was coached by Matt Patricia my last 2 years in New England, when I was a Patriot at the end of my career there. And everyone has heard the stories about Matt Patricia, a guy who was going to be a aeronautical engineer, so an incredibly sharp guy, the pencil behind the ear, all that stuff. I know his time with the Detroit Lions, folks maybe looked on him as a head coaching possibility, but as a coordinator and as a position coach, there was nothing. Defense plays that way. Guys like Caleb Downs, who's already an incredible player, he's benefited from the coaching of Matt Patricia. Caden Curry, the defensive end, leads the team in tackles for loss. He's got 9 sacks, rounding himself close to near double digits. So there's so many great players in that defense, and to have that good of a coordinator who doesn't miss too many details, again, it's going to be a very tough night for the Hoosiers offense.
Chad, I know we all kind of keep an eye on what goes on with the brackets and stuff like that, and we've been talking about Ohio State and Indiana. Is there anybody else in the ranking, in the college football ranking, that you really like, that you would say, listen, maybe this team would be somebody we need to kind of keep an eye on?
Everyone else outside of these two teams has some clear flaws and has played some games that left you scratching your head a bit.
Yeah.
I think Georgia has the talent to keep up with these two teams, but do they have the consistency? Texas Tech, similar kind of situation. If things all go right, I think they can hang with these two teams. Once you get after that, Oregon has showed lots of flaws. Mississippi has showed flaws. Texas A&M, I mean, the last couple of weeks, it's like, are they even who we thought they were? Oklahoma, the offense after John Mathier was looking like a Heisman Trophy winner after the first couple of games, their offense has kind of sunk down a bit. Alabama, the inconsistency there. So there's just so many holes on all these other teams in the rankings. Right now, if I were to be a betting person, which I'm not, I would certainly feel far more comfortable putting money down on Ohio State or Indiana versus anyone else in the field.
Chad Brown here with you on The Fan. He'll be calling that Big Ten championship game, which you will hear on 105.3 The Fan. What is next for Deion Sanders and your Colorado Buffaloes?
Man, they have got a lot of holes to fill. Last season, they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Left 11 scholarship slots empty. So they didn't even operate with a full roster. And obviously the season did not go very well for them. So now with 40 plus seniors leaving the program, it could be a situation where it's similar to his first year in Boulder, where there's 65 or 75 new guys on the roster. And all the best teams I played on, they weren't the most talented teams. They were the teams that played the best together. And so if you continue to go into the portal and bring in a band of mercenaries, I don't think you can actually build a program. I know college football is different today than it was. But these two teams that we're talking about right now, Ohio State and Indiana, they certainly have dipped into the portal for a spot or two here or there, just like the best teams in the NFL go into free agency to fill a spot here or two there. But you don't build your entire team in free agency in the NFL. And in college football, it's hard to imagine a successful team building itself through the portal. So to get these kids on campus, coach them and develop them, which is something we haven't seen from Coach Prime and his staff up there in Boulder, that'd be the direction I would hope they would go, rather than continuing to roll dice on portal kids that are either looking for a payday or washed out and couldn't hang at the place they were at and are looking for a new home. So some of the kids may just want to play for Coach Prime, but I'd imagine the previous two scenarios I laid out are probably more likely. And you can't build a team with guys who are not there to truly become Colorado Buffalo greats, who are just there for the social medias on the back of the practice jersey and a paycheck. That's not a way to build a football team.
You think Deion will be around there long term? Are there people wanting change, or are they happy with what he's trying to build?
With CU releasing the information that they're going to operate with a $20+ million deficit coming up for this athletic school year, it's hard to imagine where the money would come from to pay out Deion's contract. So I think he, from a school standpoint, is going to be there. How his health continues to evolve, that's another question in itself. Had the bladder cancer, had that surgery in the offseason, missed a lot of the summer, missed spring ball. So that was an issue. And then this year, he had some surgeries to deal with the blood clots where he's already had a couple of toes amputated. So coaching college football is already an incredibly taxing, demanding, and difficult job. But to do that while you're trying to chase wellness and fighting all these other issues, at some point that may become too much for him as well. So I'm not sure how this whole thing ends, but all the promises that we heard from Coach Prime, as he likes to be called, have not showed up in the win column yet for the Colorado Buffaloes. We certainly have got eyeballs and attention, and we're even on national televised games late in the season when there was no bowl possibility. So I'm happy that the program's getting exposure, but unfortunately it hasn't been the kind of exposure I would hope for this season because we're winning football games.
Chad, I remember scouting you when you were at Colorado, and I always thought of you as a leader, a guy you can rely on and stuff like that. So I'm going to ask you this question. My alma mater, LSU, hired Lane Kiffin, and I wondered, put yourself in the Mississippi player's shoes trying to get ready for a playoff game here. How would you, as a leader, handle that transition of losing your coach?
I would have to tell everybody that there is no hot tub time machine. We can't jump back into the past and fix things. It is what it is. Coach has left, but what we can do, we can't change any of that. But what we can do is we can focus on today. And when we leave this team meeting, we can make sure we know more about our opponent and about ourselves than we did when we walked into this team meeting. After this, we got to practice. We can leave this practice field more prepared to take on whoever we're going to play in the playoffs and a better football team. We can take care of those things. All this other stuff that's happening outside this building, we can't do anything to affect that. But we can affect these things within this athletic facility and this complex. And we as players can find ways to get better with every weight session, with every meeting session, and every practice session. That's what our task is to do right now.
Chad Brown with the Channel 105 through the Fan. So, Chad, North Texas is my alma mater. It's our historic season that we're on right now. What do you think about the Group of Five getting an automatic bid into the college football playoff over maybe some teams like Texas, who's on the outside looking in right now, Miami as well, some of those bigger Power Four schools?
On one hand, I certainly love it because, you know, there's a certain just equitableness to that, including those teams in there. But when you start to really dive into these programs, particularly some of these programs in the top 10 in the country, and you just think about, I would imagine the overall budget for the North Texas football program may be less than what Alabama or LSU spend on protein for their training table. I mean, that's the disparity we're talking about dollars-wise. When Alabama has a dozen-plus analysts on its staff that all make 200,000-plus who are former head coaches or former NFL position coaches, the money divide, the access to training, the access to food, the access to all the things that can make you a great football team, the divide is so significant, it's really hard to imagine anybody from the Group of Five finding a real way to compete. Could they possibly get an upset? I suppose they could. The ball bounces funny and the game has to be played. And we know any given Saturday or Sunday, strange things can happen. But when you just talk about the investment, the dollars involved in putting these top football teams together, it's hard to imagine a team from the lower levels could possibly compete long term.
Chad, I don't want to bring up anything that could be a negative memory for you. I just ask it out of respect. What was your experience like in Super Bowl 30 with the Steelers competing against the Cowboys?
Well, we had momentum. We got the touchdown to end the first half. We got an onside kick in the second half, and we were beginning to roll. And then Neil O'Donnell throws two interceptions. One that was his fault. One that I'll put on a wide receiver, miscommunication with the wide receiver. Makes Larry Brown, I believe, the Super Bowl MVP. Gets him a big contract with the Oakland Raiders. So that loss was so painful for me. Mm. It took me about 10 years. Mm. 10 years to get over that loss and to say I was actually happy to have played in a Super Bowl. Because when you get into the Super Bowl, all you can think about is winning. And for a person with my luck of successful teams that I was on, in high school I won 32 games in a row, back-to-back championship to Colorado. We won four Big Eight titles. I know there's no more Big Eight. I'm starting to age myself there. Won a national championship. All those things. Why would a Super Bowl somehow evade me and be elusive? So I assumed as soon as you won a championship game, I'm going to be a Super Bowl champion. So that loss is so painful that every year before the Super Bowl, when the NFL Network shows all the replays, those little hour shows of each of the past Super Bowls, I sit down and I watch my Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl, and I still expect us to find a way to win, and we never do, and it hurts every time.
Man, I felt that, Chad. That's a hell of a description. Appreciate you. You're crushing it. Can't wait to hear you on the call coming up this weekend. Big Ten championship game. Chad Brown, salute to you, and thanks for joining us on The Fan.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I certainly appreciate it. Have a good one.
Salute. There he goes. Chad Brown here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Two-time first-team All-Pro. Hell of a player there.
Yeah, he really was.
In the 90s and into the 2000s.
Would you have it in you to stop down and watch a game like that you knew you lost?
No,
that would hurt, man.
No. I was so grateful we won the year after. I really was. I could never sit down and watch something like that. Those games hurt. I mean, because I have a friend, a scouting buddy that was part of the 28-3 New England game.
Ooh.
And that was the only time in all his whole career that they ever got. I mean, he got to a Super Bowl. And you never know when you're ever and he's been scouting now 30-something years. That's his one shot right there to maybe win a Super Bowl. And then have it just slip through your fingers like that, man, that's hard.
At least they got to celebrate it for about 45 minutes, it looked like, on that
crazy,
side.
That's a euphoric experience for those 45 minutes.
Yeah, crazy.
Just capsule that and take it with you forever.
Yeah. Little sports hodgepodge coming up, Eric.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin's getting dunked on. The college football pettiness is at an all-time high, and a hammered raccoon update next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.